One of the things I love about the Jewish culture is how richly they use words to paint pictures. So if you've ever wondered why yeast is used as a symbol of sin in Scripture, let's take a look at the picture it paints. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. My body doesn't react all that well to bread, so I don't eat it very often. But that doesn't stop me from pausing outside a hot bread shop to take in that gorgeous smell of freshly baked bread. And when you look at the loaves in the window, they're so alluring, aren't they? They're that crispy crust on the outside, light, soft, fresh inside with those tiny little air pockets throughout made by the gases from the yeast which cause the dough to rise. And that's why yeast is used as a symbol of sin in the Bible. Just a small bit of it mixed with a lot of dough will cause it to rise and become all puffed up. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Your proud talk is not good. You know the saying, just a little yeast makes the whole batch of dough rise. Take out all the old yeast so that you will be a new batch of dough. You really are bread without yeast. Passover bread. And that's what just a little bit of pride will do to you. Make you rise up, all puffed up. Sure, your pride may look good for a little while on the outside, but pretty soon it makes you stale. Bread without yeast, Passover bread, or matzah as it's called, looks far less impressive. It's flat, it's humble, it's crunchy, not soft. But it lasts a long time without going stale. Just a little bit of pride is a dangerous thing. That's God's word fresh for you today. With all my heart, I know that the Word of God has the power, in fact, is the power to transform your life. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free, so just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.